The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Thursday, May 21st, 2026.
I didn't realize the song had already gotten that far in.
Yes, I just got a text from Mrs. X. It says, oh, S-word. Not calling me that. She was saying...
it's a little pet name.
Although she does call me Poop Boy. But we have little names. You know how you do. Like, what's your wife call you? Fat Boy?
No.
She's probably got a cute little name for you. But anyway, she's like, oh, S-word, comma, are you late? Because I guess, she heard a little too much of the Pantera there. And it was like, what is going on?
You're sitting there talking about... got all kinds of stuff.
I'm actually answering you on the radio right now, but in case you quit listening all of a sudden, I am here. Thank you.
I pulled up
I hope you feel better.
I pulled up a picture of somebody local and said, this is obviously a woman, but if it were a man trying to be a woman, probably wouldn't be that bad looking. Like, I could see it either way.
Okay, yes. Well, that the question was, if you saw, and this isn't mean. This is with eyes you see, and if you saw this person, your mind, that's the big problem. That not problem, but a little issue I always had when talking to my mom about church and faith and stuff. She's like, if you think about it, you've already committed the sin. And I'm like, well, sometimes your mind just goes places. Like, I hope that son of a bitch rides off the road. I hope he, and then I went back to, I hope he crashes his car, but miraculously is not injured. I hope his car is totaled, though. His insurance goes up and the whole thing.
Just hope he doesn't get hurt.
Right. So if you saw this person, your mind, for a split second, you might not give it too much thought, but for a split second, you'd be like, was that a man or a woman? Just out of curiosity. You wouldn't turn around and ask him. You wouldn't think anything hateful. You just like, that was tough. But the point was, a better looking man than a woman, but turns out is a woman.
Yeah, definitely female. But if you look, I can't say who this person is, but
you
imagine a younger Hal Linden without a mustache.
Yes, yes.
Maybe pre-Barney Miller.
Pre-Barney Miller.
Which, by the way, yesterday was 44 years, I think, since the last episode ever.
Well, let's make it 50. I hated that show. I can't figure out why I didn't like it, other than in my mind it came on because my daddy liked it.
Yeah.
And
he probably liked Old Abe or Ron Glass.
He hated that, and he hated MASH, which I hated MASH too. I thought I didn't get it. Anyway. I don't get it. Cross dresser, hot lips. All right.
Oh, they were so constricted to just the one area. They didn't really go out anywhere.
It's like Gilligan's Island. They literally have that small set.
Hawkeye was always a smart ass.
Three's Company did nothing but go to Larry's apartment, Mr. Furley's apartment, and the Regal Beagle. That's it. And Jack's restaurant, the Bistro. Oh,
who was Hawkeye's buddy, like his little
radar
cohort? No, the other guy. He went on to be in Providence. That's where I
Monkey
learned
from.
He had a name. Dang it, I forgot his name.
I can't remember.
You old heads know. Who was Hawkeye's coach?
She's not here yet.
I'm going to ask her when she gets here. She'll be able to tell me, too.
So the only thing I can figure is the reason I don't like Barney Miller is because a show I wanted to watch must have come on at the same exact time. And dad got, he got a call on that one.
TV got commandeered, like, no, may have you, we're not watching.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably Iron Chef or something.
I'd get that Sunday paper while they were all, my daddy read the sports page, that was about it. My mama and grandma in there fighting with scissors over coupons.
He didn't like the comics, like the Magic Eye or the...
I know, I loved that one. It's a wonder I don't like Cash Patel trying to figure those things out.
That was the Honeycutt. I had to look it up. Mike Farrell went on to, he did a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. He was the one that, God, he had some allegations of stuff.
Oh, that sucks, man.
Yeah.
Providence was that was a solid show.
Yeah. I think he did. That's the thing. Somebody make a website and you can put in, and I know you're going to say, oh, it's Google, but no. because PR people can get that stuff taken off and scrubbed. A website that is like, you know, it's real. It's not some kind of, oh, this is the way we feel about it. You put in a celebrity's name, it'll tell you like, yeah, they had these allegations, but they were dropped. Or, yes, he got four DUIs and still WWE kept him.
Should have called Rob.com?
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to remember.
Let's talk about old TV shows. Reminding me of, do you remember the story when, I forget his name, from the Cosby Show, he was working at Trader Joe's?
Oh, the
somebody discovered him there.
The his son-in-law.
Yep.
Yeah, I can't remember.
So there's a new one of those now, stories.
Oh man, that sucks.
The freaking kid from Who's the Boss?
Danny.
Yeah, he works for Amazon now. So he puts his picture around, and people recognize him, and they're like, "Oh man, why are you working? You were on Who's the Boss?"
Okay. And then, well, still though, like you think he could go out and see? I gotta ask. I've asked Rob Young, the creator of Greenville, or
the curator,
SC Comic-Con, the curator and owner of Borderlands. I've asked him specifically certain actors how much they've charged for the appearances over there.
Yep.
Some of them would blow your mind, like literally like blow your mind. But then some of them be like, wow. That's it?
You got a deal on that one.
That was a good deal. But like you'd think, like, I remember his name, Pinotaro or Pintorio.
Something like that.
So he's got, look, I remembered part of his name. He's got some notability out there. He could go do $10 autographs or photo combo for 20.
Something. I don't think he did anything else, right? He could team up with the son from Belvedere. They can go out and tour.
Oh, yeah. And the son from... oh, dude, somebody put together SunCon. We'll do DaughterCon. We'll do it. We'll get it there. But SunCon is the first one. We'll have the first one in Phoenix. You get the tie-in, Phoenix Suns. And then we have we lost Theo last year.
Good launch.
Malcolm's gone.
Could you get Kirk Cameron for it? Could you book him?
He wouldn't do it unless
Jeremy Miller might do it.
We'd let him do like a Sunday morning worship service prior to the doors opening or something. He could be there.
Son, famous
son. You could get the son from Show Me That Smile. Ooh, show me. Growing Pains.
Yeah, Kirk Cameron.
I just bailing out loud you just said. Growing Pains, yes.
Now,
yes, Kirk Cameron. There you go. His brother.
DiCaprio was on that show, but he wasn't a son. He was adopted, right? You couldn't get him anyway. Couldn't book
him. Yeah, he wouldn't do it. Boner, he was not a son.
No. But
in someone's, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, you know, technically you could because he was the neighbor's son.
Boner from Growing Pains, not the radio legend, of course. Rest in peace.
Andrew Koenig, right?
Right.
Because his dad was on Star Trek.
Walter.
Yep.
Walter Koenig.
His dad was not Zulu. That was.
No. No.
We didn't know. Like, why are you calling him Zulu? It's Sulu. I'm like, man, we thought thought it was Zulu for years.
Yeah, because of like Zulu Warrior.
Yeah, I know. He didn't walk into Star Trek with like a ring in his lip.
Xena, Zulu Warrior. Remember that? Xena!
Quality TV.
Oh, God.
It's the stuff that came on at night when you were like...
It came on like after the news or maybe after like Letterman or something like that.
I used to come home and after you watch cartoons, you know, Airwolf would come on for an hour.
Richard Dean.
Like, I'll watch Airwolf for a little bit.
Wasn't that Richard Dean Anderson?
No, it was Jan Michael Vincent.
Ah, yes. Yep. I know it was somebody. Was it Lee Harvey Oswald?
He
had three names. He's an assassin or an actor in the 80s.
It was Carl Anthony Towns. Who was it?
What, Malcolm Jamal Warner?
He did the reboot.
I can't Willie Cauley-Stein.
It was SGA. That's who it was.
It was. Shay G.A.
Every freaking sport now has got somebody with three initials. They all got, SVG, God bless it. What's his name in NASCAR? SGV? SVG? What is his name?
SVG.
SVG.
Van Gensbergen?
Yeah.
Just wants to try you.
You got...
Can't drive in a circle for some reason, but he dominates road courses.
How does he drive?
Like, I don't get it. You can't figure out the circle, the loop, but by God, the road course, you kill everybody.
Yeah. It's all left turns.
Yeah, God, I know that's
figure out the left turn there, SVG.
You'll be all right.
Yeah, that's a good thing too. Like, I want to ask Jug, or really, if any NASCAR drivers are listening, do you get like from turning you know, left, do you get shoulder pains in your right arm?
You just did it like you got shoulder a palsy.
I look like I'm driving a 18-wheeler. Look at the size of this steering wheel right now. I'm doing that for comedic effect right now.
You know what Judd could tell you, because he's won on both?
Yeah.
I think the Johnsonville 250 is the road course win he had.
So one is he holding the shift? No, probably not, because you only
Well, no, he can go in the pit. Oh, holding the shift. I thought you said holding one.
Are you holding the shift?
Yeah.
Guys, honestly, yeah.
I need some gas and got to drop a deuce.
Yeah. Well, I think once you get up to past whatever 80, you're in 40.
What if there was a trap door up under the car you could just release when you had to? Now the guy behind you is going to get a windshield.
That's like Mario Kart. That's kind of cool. I would make it, like, it adds another layer that would get the youth involved more so in racing. You know.
If you could take a dump out of the car, it would get the next generation excited to race.
Goodness,
like, it would.
Now, not in sprint cars.
It's like
you don't
being
want
a bird.
Like, I feel like, and I could be way wrong with this, way, way wrong, but I feel like kids don't want to go to NASCAR. At least, I mean, I know there's people will text in, oh, my son, but like generally speaking, I don't see that as much anymore.
Well, I wonder how much the extra is, because when they take the kids, they got to have the earphones for them.
Yeah.
You got to keep them busy because
you can't drink much.
I don't know if they let you, like, did
Why
they
go
you,
to the race?
You know? They used to let you take coolers in.
Oh,
I don't know if they still do.
I
know a guy who said
My answer would be pompous, but I haven't went in regular entrance.
You ever see how people are out there?
That's my only claim to fame. I get to go in the back door at NASCAR races.
All the parties before
like
you
that.
Even get in the gate, like out there.
I know the credential infield. Little building's always like a mile away from the entrance for some reason. Like you got to
people camping walk. Out there. Are a little inebriated.
We haven't checked on it this season, the stuff left behind at NASCAR races in the infield.
Oh, man.
It's usually like a couch, an old cooler,
yes.
Busted rubbers.
A toilet.
Right. Man. God, we got to remember that. I'm going to write that down.
Because, you know, Jug, after a race, sometimes he'll go mix it up with the infield. I have to ask him what he's seen.
They were cracking beers. That's that last year. He was sitting there sending us selfies. He was sitting there. Popping beers.
That have big fun. Long table at Darlington they had after the race.
Yeah, they had barbecue dinner.
There's a lot of beers out there at that table.
I think I stood in a waiting pool with some girls one time going out there. They're like, hey.
Were you wearing a one piece?
I wonder what was in that pool.
I
would like to think it was just water. I would like to think.
I did take my shoes off before I went in there.
Well,
I
knew that would get them.
Like, rolled up my pants.
God. Hey, do you ever went, like, when you're at the beach or a pool or whatever, you ever go use the bathroom but barefoot while you're in the bathroom?
No.
Thank God.
You got to have
not,
water
especially
shoes.
Not at, like, a pool or anything. Whoa. That's just, like, shower shoes.
Do you
shower
feel like
shoes.
As soon as you touch the floor, your skin would instantly, like, start
just,
falling off?
My eyes would take the form of, like, a microscope, and I would see doo-doo particles from around the world on the bottom of my feet.
My dad, because he was on a ship.
The world.
You know, aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
He always said, you better wear some sandals like all the time.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to get foot rot or all the stuff.
Jungle
rot. That's what he said.
That's what happened to a lot of dudes from Nam. They got jungle rot in their feet.
Yeah.
Gangrene.
I said, how am I going to get jungle rot at Myrtle Beach?
Did you ever get it from
throw up my gang signs when I said gangrene.
Did you get it from football? Because we got it from football bad back in the day.
I had athlete's feet. Yeah. Bad. Just I think like, every
even in the girls' shower, you're going to get it from walking
around.
Well,
I never got into that one.
Well, we tried to get there.
The girls' cheerleader teacher coach. Was in there blocking the cover.
Because he used to take us fishing and camping on the Delta. So we'd go to these bathrooms that were close to the campsite, and you just wonder.
Like, a bathhouse. That's what they call it on
like,
a campground.
Yeah.
Ocean Lake.
Oh, hang on now.
It wasn't.
I came back from Myrtle Beach, you know, get into college years and stuff. It's like Saved by the Bell. Matthew, the college years. And it got canceled after 2.5 seasons.
I don't think it ran that much.
No.
But,
short run.
But I remember saying, yeah, man. I don't know. The question was, where was the first time you saw a grown man naked because of that movie.
Never seen a grown man naked.
I was like, it was the one first one I remember was my grandpa in the bathhouse at Ocean Lakes, and they're like, bathhouse.
I know what you're talking about.
Shut up.
That's not the first one I remember. We were at.
Where were you?
I hate saying.
Hey,
this,
it's your story at 6'2".
we were in at scout camp, and we saw a couple of our scout leaders naked. And we were kind of young, and we were like, is that what that's going to look like?
Oh, no. You saw them before you saw, your own dad or,
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd never seen my dad naked.
Do you look back now and think maybe why was that happening, that you caught a look at your camp counselors nude?
We were all, in the facility together. Now, obviously, they went to their separate, and we went with ours. All the boys showered together, but I guess everybody got undressed kind of at the same part.
Oh, that's that boy. Boy, how times change.
If you did that now, you'd be frowned upon, to say the least.
Dude, I remember when I did the it wasn't Big Brother because my mom wouldn't let me do that.
Big Brother.
It was something. Furman students came to my elementary school, and they would do this thing it's very strange. It would never happen now. Allow college students to go pick up elementary school kids from school and take them to do an activity.
That sounds like fun, though, actually.
Well, just the setup sounds.
I know. It was freaking crazy. And the kid that he was from up north, and I could tell that he loved my country talk. He'd say that again.
Say it again.
Say that again.
Yo, you got to hear this kid. Say it again, Harrison. How do you say it? Golly, say it again.
I don't know why I even mentioned that part. Oh, just the way things change. So we went to go with him. There used to be a cross street. It was a bilo across from Cone Elementary behind Poe Mill. And there was a pick and pay in there, and there was also a laundromat. And we went, the activity was went with him while he did his laundry. And we're in there, we're folding his clothes and stuff. this college
kid.
He was
working it.
Yeah, man.
Was this where the, I guess, your storage unit's out there now?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a big shopping center.
There was a
freaking... They tried folding towels. What are you doing?
Family Dollar there. I remember buying 86, 87 Fleer basketball. Ooh,
y'all don't sniff those underwears before you fold them. Just fold them in a pile. How you doing? You stole my BVDs. I'm going to check your pockets before
that we... guy would be some kind of sex offender now. had my son folding your underwear.
He don't even fold his own underwear.
That's just weird.
He don't even wear them sometimes, Mayor.
Take him to do an activity. This is all it is. I'm going to pick you up.
Exactly. Looking That's back, it was thinking. Innocent, though, with the camp counselors.
Oh, I'm sure.
It was just...
Yeah, it was...
You didn't think about stuff then.
We were there for a whole week, and it happened every damn night. I'm like, okay, I guess this is...
You never saw any cameras or anything, did you?
No,
What years were these?
All right, let me think here.
Early 90s?
Early to mids. This had to be between 92 and 94, I'd say. Yeah. We'd go up to Camp Old Indian for the whole week.
Old Native American.
Yeah, they're going to change the name of it.
We're going to change it back.
We're going to change it.
Bring it back.
We love the Indians. Now, hang on a second. We like the ones that have the casinos. We like the other ones, too.
They should do that at the UFC fight at the White House when Trump comes out to village people. He's doing the dance. And then he's like, hold on a minute. Let's bring it back one more time. Let's set it back. Let's do it again. And then it comes out and does the whole thing again. Like Uso does it.
He just eats everybody.
Oh my God.
I feel bad for him. I think he felt bad for his brother, so he kind of dropped back down to being a tag team again. Because he was on top of the world.
Yeah.
Big Jim don't have anything to do now.
Shifts around too much. But we were always, we were looking at the scout leaders because, we never seen one in real life before besides ours.
Right.
But I knew he probably caught us peeking at him. And God, there's no telling what he thought. Oh, Lord, I got a troop full of, funny ones here.
God.
We were enamored and kind of scared.
They're drooling.
We were scared at the same time.
It's one day.
It was gnarly looking. I remember one kid said it looked like a big spider. It was because all the shrubbery surrounding it. He's like, look at this, like a big spider.
It's like, all right, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Lord.
That's why his name's Peter Parker.
All right, dog. No, you didn't.
Oh, God.
I don't like think you'd see that now. It's like a landing strip.
Like he's got Grace Slick in the headlocks.
Look at him. It's everywhere.
I would have said buckwheat, but I don't know if people know that one anymore, you know?
I don't think they would, unfortunately.
Yeah. Guy was a legend, buckwheat.
There's no reference points anymore. They're all gone away.
Well, all you know, like even if you wore like a T-shirt of him, people look at you like, "What's that supposed to mean?" It's like Otay.
Who is Otay? You talking about Otani?
If you had one of Darla or Froggy on, I wouldn't care.
Alfalfa, they probably don't even remember that one. He was Stymie.
Stymie, yeah, the lesser known, yes.
Otay, he plays for the Dodgers, don't he? I know what you're trying to say.
That's Shohei.
Shohei Otay. Oh, my God. Can we make a Japanese player with a big afro and do that little shirt?
You stupid lost confidence idea. In that joke, didn't you? Like, we should do this, do that. And do a little shirt.
Oh, Tommy.
It's like the opposite of a Paige joke. She starts laughing before she finishes. You're just like, oh, okay. Well, the chicken crossed her eye. It doesn't matter, man. That's great.
He's just lucky you made it. Wait, people drive these days. He's lucky he even crossed.
Yeah. Paige, when the first time you saw a fully developed woman naked next?
Oh, this is, oh.
Whoa, that was a weird sigh just then.
No offense, but I hope it wasn't your mom. No. Hope it was somebody else.
Must make up story quick.
No, I'm thinking.
She's still thinking about it. Nice.
Oh, do you still have the picture up on your TV, on your screen?
Oh, yeah.
Paige, let's just do this. If you saw this person walking down the street.
On the right.
On the right, yeah. Male or female. Go. Don't think too hard.
On the right, female.
But could be a good-looking man, right?
Yeah, maybe. I see half of her face, though. I see her eyes.
But a better-looking man than a woman.
Yeah.
I feel like that could convince you to, you know, do some stuff.
Scissor.
At least.
Okay.
Yeah. See? You'd be talking into it.
No, not really.
Paige supports scissorship.
I mean, she really does.
Scissorship, happy, not censorship.
They just don't like me.
Sounds like a lesbian cruise. What's up, scissorship, guys?
It's the rock and rager.
I don't generally have lesbians want to be with me.
I see what you're doing.
I just don't.
Throwing the net out there, ain't you?
Are you a lesbian or a bisexual woman? 1-800-774-0093.
You think about
that? Don't even.
Would you accept a spa package from a woman?
No, I don't want to.
I'm going to think hard about that one.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah, I give you a little meat hammer. Whatever it's called.
Meat hammer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is this your stripper song?
I could have did this for sure.
Could work.
This is where the reveal would start, right there. Nipple.
That's when you're spinning around the pole.
Butt cheek.
Starts working.
Now, I told you I couldn't spin on the pole because I'd get dizzy and fall in some dude's lap.
Ooh.
Nice.
Get sued.
Okay.
This is the real dancing bear. Just walk out naked and just helicopter a little.
Little leg spread. I
dude,
see
is
it.
That Bert Kreischer? No.
No. Because he's not talking 90 miles a minute.
He's crawling to him.
He's not yelling, the machine!
It's about to make it rain on you.
God, it's going to rain. Like, I'd give you this dollar, but it's got like a couple of hairs on it now. Ew. You can have it. I got a $3
bill.
It's
okay. My tramp stamp is my QR code for my Cash App. Just scan my butt.
Oh, your pasties are square readers. That's what you
God,
do.
God, that'd be brilliant.
That's brilliant.
Lady strippers, if you're listening.
They
don't make the guy strippers cover their nipples. I think that's unfair.
But you got to wear the sock down there, the trunk sock. Trunk. Yeah.
I don't make those.
They don't make them.
Donald Trunk.
We're not making those to cover the noogan.
God, he should make that. Like a nice, like a steamer. Kind of, not Ricky the Dragon,
no.
But like a steamer kind of, what do you call those damn things? Big Louie. What are the steamer boxes?
I know what you're talking about.
It's like it for shipping or
like a trunk.
Yeah,
thing.
Trunk.
Oh,
there we go.
I was thinking like shrimp and.
Where would they make the steamer box? That's what we got to figure out.
Where would they make the steamer box?
Where would they make the steamer?
God, it's over my head.
Cleveland, maybe.
Oh, okay, the Cleveland steamer.
Yes. Well, you got to look that one up, kids. I can't do everything for you. Right, your teacher should have told you already. If you got sex ed, ask him about all those, you know.
God, I would not want to be that teacher.
Various steamers, pipelines,
first
biscuits.
Off,
I know nothing about that.
Do they have, I never went. So do they have it separate for boys and girls?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, they do.
They do.
Now they did. I don't know if they changed it.
Well,
so a man has to teach the boys and the woman has to teach. Right?
What grade were you when you went through that?
I didn't.
I took it twice.
I was in middle school. I did sit in the gym with Shahamad.
Yeah, because they show you your menstruating stuff.
Well,
like
I never got to see mine, Paige.
I think it's before that.
Didn't have cell phones back then.
You didn't get to watch the miracle of birth.
Nope.
And at the very end where she has the kid, because you follow the kid from, you know, wherever you think life starts.
Yeah.
From that point till, you know, birth. And
Carol Wynn's parking lot.
Like, you see everything. And then we were like, oh, no, that's going to look like that, too?
Go, oh, man.
You sat there like that? Yeah, you were like horrified.
God, that might have, like, scared a lot of...
Nobody sits by a girl anymore.
They may have done that as a way to, like, to girls to, like, say, no, not until I'm married. This stuff's going to hurt.
I took it twice. I just remembered the first time
did
was
you fail it?
He pretended to fail.
A woman taught us.
He wanted to get an F in that sex ed page.
A woman taught us the first time. Sixth grade, eighth grade, Mr. Warwick taught us. He was great. He had the question box. You could put any question in the box. After class, he would answer it.
Oh, man.
And you could tell who wrote the question, too.
You could.
God, I did that. And then when I was in college, there was...
Well, mine looked like a spider when I get older, too.
There was a question about... God dang it, I can't even say it.
What? Kids aren't in the car yet. Kids, roll them up.
There's various...
Earmuffs.
There were a question about, you know, various... smells and whatnot.
Oh, okay.
You could say.
Yeah. Yeah.
But written a lot more graphic than that. He would answer me straight up.
Really? Using nautical terms and such?
I never forget. He would always say, you know, when you wake up in the morning, it's a tough time for you. You have to bend that hose down to, you know, use the bathroom.
My gosh.
Well, this is sex ed.
There's no way to call women. Should
He's saying it like that.
Wow.
Bend them hose down.
Wow. I don't remember that. I don't think they remember the biology part. But I don't. We watched a movie.
That's what he's talking about.
Yep. So it was like we didn't have any conversation with anybody afterwards. We just went to the movie.
God, if you went to like a podunk freaking like school district or whatever, and they didn't have TVs or whatever, kiss my ass. God, they should have a basketball court called the podunk. That would be awesome. Or like a donut place with coffee.
Hey, anyway, have a Dunkin' Donuts in Dunkin'. Open one up.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody's done that yet.
Dunkin' Donuts. Jesus. Why hasn't anyone opened... Oh, wait a minute. Are you saying a regular donut store called Dunkin', like the city?
Yep.
Yes.
I love that.
Why wouldn't
it? How Dunkin'.
It's making me hungry.
How? For coffee?
Yes.
No, we'll take the re off.
Have the enema instead. Mm-mm. You keep talking. You don't have to drink anything.
Dude, I got to find
Dunkin' Donuts. That's brilliant. I don't want us to lose sight of what we were going to talk about here, though, and that's Paige seeing a naked woman for the first time. What are you looking up, though, before we...
I think I found the documentary, The Miracle of Birth, that we had to watch for sex ed.
I want to watch it.
I want to show you that one part.
You want to do a viewing listening party? Watch me get taught about sex ed as I'm a grandfather of two?
God, I forgot you never got to take it.
Yeah, it really didn't.
You ain't going, Matthew.
I remember who told me about it. It was so weird.
Probably somebody we can't mention by name, right?
No, it was a friend of mine at the time. And I was just sitting there asking. He had an older brother. He told him everything, and which it's a weird conversation to have with your brother, I guess. But like, he told me like that. I was shocked.
God, quit me. Yeah,
I literally. You know what? I can't even be as it's not graphic, but I can't just, you know, say the... I had no clue what was all involved, let's just say. I had no clue. None.
Nothing. So you had to learn the slang and the wrong stuff.
Oh, boy. I had to just nod along when people would tell stories and stuff. They all had bush hair before I did because I was a year younger. It was
so you follow the kid from, like, there are cameras, I guess, in the mom.
So some parent signed up for their child to be videoed coming. Golly, bum! I don't want to see
that. I don't know how they did it. Now look, she's just laying there. You know, she's doing her contractions, pushing or whatever.
That looked like me yesterday night.
And then, like,
also,
this is the part we were like, oh,
good
what?
God, man. Oh, Lord. I've seen, guys, you know, I saw my daughter born, but golly, bum. That's good Lord, God, man. Wow. Wow.
Hey, link it on Planet Facebook.
Golly, bum.
We were
man.
Like, does nobody have a razor?
God,
anywhere?
That would, that, whoa. No,
I wouldn't mind it so much now.
Whoa. That baby is that baby purple. Okay? Why is it blue?
Well, they all come out like that.
Mine didn't. Really?
God, look at the. God, that's the umbilical cord.
Oh, okay, I thought that baby was hung like a horse. that was the umbilical cord, Paige.
Oh, she's good. Good to baby. God. See now the colors coming to him.
No wonder my mama did me a favor. My daddy probably didn't give a damn, but like my did me a favor.
Dude, she's better looking than I remember as a sixth grader.
I wouldn't have had sex till I was 30 if I'd seen that back then.
I'd tell her to hey, in another year, get working on another one, and feel free to come back.
Yeah.
Maybe trim up a little next time.
Well, I was going to say, well, you could tell that's like late 70s.
I don't know if that kid had eyebrows that thick or if he got them on the way out.
was that the birth of Eugene Levy we just watched?
Oh, my God.
What was that?
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Show me.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey. Mm. What's up, mother?
We begin with this.
Phil Maffa.
Oh, Phil.
Michelle Pfeiffer had to run and go to the bathroom. I've had, you know, I talked about going to the bathroom in the bushes. It happened to her, too. When you got to go, you got to go.
Wait, doesn't she live like, she probably lives in New York or somewhere where they don't have bushes?
Where? Where does she live?
Well, I don't know exactly. I thought she lived in California.
I thought you had a map to the stars' homes.
I know.
Here's the house of Beck.
But what I do know is the people working on the Madison, they really did it rough. So they, including having to go to the bathroom in the bushes, there's no bathrooms anywhere.
Is that a movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
So she says, quote, there's no bathroom. Even the outhouse is not real. There's no air conditioning. There's no plumbing. There's not anything.
You sound like Toby Keith, rest in peace.
Oh, it's just a face aid of stuff?
Yeah.
Picard.
She just goes in the bushes. That's kind of cool. It's kind of primitive.
Yeah, but like...
I almost stepped on a geese cigar.
It's not freeing, though, I'll tell you.
They are back there again. It's like their summer everywhere. Home. Yeah, there's a lot of poo out there.
I mean,
like a ditty party.
I'm sure it's out in the woods and stuff, kind of like where people aren't filming her. But I would be...
What, goose cigars?
Filming her going potty.
Oh.
God, what if she's like going like the worst thing you could do?
What do you think she's going on talk shows and she just needs a good story? She's like, oh, God, another movie.
Guys,
ChatGPT, what can I say happened this time? Say that you had to pee in the bushes.
Oh, pee. I wasn't thinking it was pee. I was thinking it was...
Oh, wow. Do we know that? Wow, good point.
It says...
Please be the other.
Did she number two in the bushes?
It says go to the bathroom. It doesn't
like
say
a horse.
She did.
Like a lot.
See, this is where we need better journalism.
Sorry. Should I call somebody
I
and
feel
say,
like Kelly Clarkson would have said it if it was her.
Kelly would have asked.
Poop or pee.
I feel like she would have copped to it.
She would have at least done the hand gestures, you know.
Well, no.
She'd
far
point
as
the
know.
Front or the back.
I don't think a woman is going to run off and do that with that toilet paper, though.
But if you had
she
to.
She said there was no nothing.
I'd say, wardrobe.
They got dude wipes, but they don't have bitch wipes.
They don't.
They should make them.
Well, you have to carry those with you.
Oh, you do that.
Dudette wipes.
Uh-huh.
Like a lot. You need a lot.
You do.
The wipes are something you're supposed to finish with. If that's all you have, oh, that feels weird, man. It's like you blowing your nose with a wet tissue.
Tissue.
So this wet is Kleenex. Her part of the story. So this is all I know. And okay. She says, quote, "It was a little bit rushed for everyone. And so there weren't certain accommodations set up. There was no bathroom. Even the outhouse is not real. And there's no air conditioning, nothing out there. So.
But it's real enough to go in and, like, you know, shield yourself. Plus, if she's talking about air conditioning, she's talking about going number two.
I imagine.
That's true.
I imagine you would have to have it. I mean, you can't make people go do that.
Why?
On a set. I guess you could, but.
The hell?
Is that against the union?
No, but I mean, I guess you have to. I mean.
God, that reminds me, as a child, I snuck off in the woods at Anderson Jockey Lot one time when the freaking bathroom outside was plugged up. Or stopped up.
Plugged up.
Yeah. I literally did.
I'm trying to think where you would go.
On the other end of the parking lot?
You would have to go back down where the Red Snapper used to be, where there are some woods.
Other side of Hunt Singers.
But generally when they're filming, there's trailers and stuff there that I know that you can go in.
Yeah.
Because that's where you got to sit and get your makeup done. You're not going to be sitting in the woods or getting your makeup done.
Would Mary do you a solid and give you the keys so you can at least open a door and hide behind the door to do your bathroom business?
And I, you know, first off, my parents never locked the car doors.
Really?
No, never did. I
remember that, and they used to leave the keys in the car.
Maybe that's why they never locked. Even when we lived at Poe Mill, which is crazy. I never locked the car.
Now, you got to refresh my memory, but didn't the jockey lot have a trough in the bathroom?
Yeah. Yeah, but I had to go.
But it was weird when you're a kid and you got to stand like beside an adult who's going and you're like eye level with this gimmick.
Right. It reminded me of summer camp.
I was like, God, I can't get away. I can't escape them.
Oh, the spiders. Ah!
And these are old grizzly farm men, too. They wore the suspenders and barely, they had to walk up
They're
to the trough.
They're out there looking for racist memorabilia.
Yeah. I was looking for a swastika, but I thought I'd come in here.
A swastika.
Pee first. Hold that's my peanuts, gimmick. Kid. Peanuts.
Boiled peanuts. Yeah, okay.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.